we are talking. The talks are going on. They had delayed for some few days. The envoys were consultation with the different parties' leadership. So that took some time. So there's been about a four-day period where we've not really had any deliberations. But today we resumed again the face-to-face talks.
How did the face-to-face talks go?
Well, they are going. I mean, I think we're making progress because at least we are talking, and before we were not talking. I guess that is a positive thing. I'm personally hopeful because we came here ready for peace. I don't know. Sometimes you can be suspicious of the sincerity of government as an institution. I mean, the individuals who are part of the government delegation, a lot of them are people who are veterans of the SPLM, and so they do care about the people. But the government as an institution, I think, I doubt their sincerity.
Is the main sticking point the release of the senior SPLM officials who've been detained?
That's one of the main issues. That's one of the main divisive issues. But there's also issue of state of emergency and withdrawal of foreign troops.
What do you make of the decision by the Ugandan parliament to send troops to South Sudan?
Initially, according to the IGAD communique that they have drawn their legitimacy for being inside South Sudan from, it stated that they were going to South Sudan to help secure vital installations in South Sudan. But what has ended up happening is indiscriminate bombings in South Sudan, where the places where they are bombing have no critical infrastructure, and they are indiscriminately bombing with napalm, and like it is affected. They are also hitting civilian targets. I wonder what kind of installation civilian targets is. So it's quite unfortunate that the Ugandan People's Defense Forces is being wrongfully used by the commander-in-chief of the SPLA.
Have you been in touch recently with Riek Machar?
Well, he's the deputy chairman of the SPLM, and so in light of the gross violations that were committed by the chairman, he is currently the one in the leadership of the SPLM who we are discussing with, and he's in charge of this delegation, SPLM delegation. So our group does communicate with Dr. Riek, of course. We make decisions as a group.
Is there anything that I've missed or anything that's important to point out to our listeners?
Well, I would just say that, like I said, like how we are doubting the sincerity of the government. They're trying to use the suffering of our people, and they're trying to use the issue of the detainees as a way to stall the talks in order for them to pursue a military option, which there is no military option. There will be no military solution to this conflict. The sooner that the government realizes that there will be no military solution, the sooner that we will have an agreement. This morning, the Minister of Information made some very unfortunate statements saying that they will never release the detainees and that they will flush out the rebels. I mean, that is not the language of somebody who is trying to make peace.